Many workers in the U.S. have non-compete agreements in their labor contracts. This also includes physicians. Healthcare employers like hospitals argue these non-competes are good for business, but doctors don't agree with that. Some advocates even argue non-competes might be one of several reasons for a looming doctor shortage in the Midwest. For Side Effects Public Media, Adam Yahya Reyes reports this had led to bipartisan efforts in some states and federally to limit those agreements.
The non-compete in Dr. David Langford's contract wasn't really a concern as he began working at Lutheran Hospital in Fort Wayne about 5 years ago.
The non-competes are usually non-negotiable. It's one of those things that they tell you the system has in place and it's kind of take it or leave it.
He says he liked working at the hospital. His wife, also a doctor, got a good job nearby. They bought a home in the city and their three preteen kids have mostly grown up in its schools.
We thought it was a great place to raise a family that's got everything you can need for kids without being too overwhelming like a big city, so we love it.
But the situation changed, and Langford is now suing to get out of his non-compete.
I didn't think it was an issue until they changed my job and breached my contract.
Langford is a pediatric intensivist. When kids come to the hospital for care, he would see the sickest of the sick children, those who go to the ICU. The less critical cases were mostly handled by other doctors on the team. But in October 2022, the hospital got rid of those other doctors and shifted their workload to intensivists like Langford.
Which meant more patients to see, more phone calls to make, more consults to make, more notes to write, more discharges, more admissions.
Court documents show Langford handled more visits in the 3 months after the change than the entire year prior. That drove him to quit, he says, because he felt unable to ensure high-quality care for children both in and out of the ICU. And, he alleges, it violated his contract. But now, to keep practicing in Fort Wayne, he has to get out of his non-compete. A new Indiana law might help him do that. The new law bans non-competes, but only for primary care physicians. It also allows other doctors to escape their agreements if they quit for cause. But what counts as cause? The law doesn't say. So it's up to the courts to decide. Langford's case may be the first real test of the new law. His attorney, Kathleen Delaney, says the suit is bigger than him.
I hope that other doctors will be encouraged and emboldened to advocate for access to patient care for their patients as well.
Lutheran has not responded to requests for comment. But in court filings, Langford's former employer says the pediatric care changes never violated his contract. And they argue allowing Langford to get out of his non-compete threatens the hospital's business. Other health employers have made similar arguments against letting doctors escape non-competes. Kurt Lavetti is an economist at Ohio State University. He explains health employers are typically most worried about losing patients who might follow a doctor that quits.
When physician practices are sold, a big part of the sales price is tied to the number of patients that they have and the likelihood that those patients are going to be will continue returning to that practice. So it is a valuable part of a physician business.
Small rural hospitals say non-competes help them because they limit the chances of their doctors being poached by big health systems with deep pockets, says Chad Golder. He's an attorney with the American Hospital Association.
So if they are unable to keep their physicians that they've invested in, that they've spent money to train, that they've recruited, we do think that there will be this problem of physician shortages may be exacerbated.
But doctors and some policymakers say non-competes force doctors out of their communities when they just want to switch employers, which makes physician shortages worse. Dr. Jonathan Jones is president of the American Academy of Emergency Medicine. He says non-competes can have a chilling effect on physicians who care about their communities and feel their employer fails to do the same.
If I speak up against a potential injustice, one, I might lose my job, but two, to get a new job, I'm going to have to physically move.
It's these arguments that have pushed lawmakers in some states to restrict physician non-competes. Right now, cases like Dr. Langford's in Indiana are left to the courts. But soon, the federal government may take the issue out of the hands of the states and the courts. The Federal Trade Commission is considering a ban on all non-competes in medicine and beyond. But if the proposed rule becomes official, experts say it will likely face legal challenges. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
This story is a collaboration between Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media. Side Effects Public Media is a regional health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest and based at WFII.